I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Complexities in Syria have deepened. Last week, a band of fighters from the old regime killed more than a dozen government soldiers in western Syria. When the government sent in troops, a massacre began. Numbers are still coming in, but think hundreds of fighters and civilians dead, primarily from the Alawite Islamic sect, but also Christians. Samuel from Redemptive Stories says there's a deeper issue in the fallout.
The new government is showing their inability to really try to form systems of society that are needed in order to be able to govern its people.
He calls Syria slightly organized chaos.
So we're just praying for our brothers and sisters on the ground that they can find that balance of still being able to engage people and particularly help them in their season of fear and concern.
Prayer points and more can be found at our website. And what makes men truly courageous? David Carlson from Transworld Radio says Muslim men have been overlooked in outreach efforts in a culture where weakness must be hidden. Many struggle emotionally. To address this, Carlson launched Men of Courage, a program based on global research into the challenges they face.
The vision for this is bringing fresh perspective on life and eternity. We want really to bring hope, bring help to the Muslim men. If they become Christians, praise God, we want to, you know, go that direction. But already from the start off, we want to help them do better in their own life and grow the society, of course, with the biblical values underneath.
The program includes social media content, a drama series, and a talk show available in several languages. We can connect you at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.